This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We're nearing the end of the men's and women's college basketball tournament March Madness. It is the NCAA's most profitable event, and yet the college athletes in the tournament don't get paid. They're classified as amateurs. The Supreme Court yesterday heard arguments about whether that is legal. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The Supreme Court is considering whether the NCAA's amateurism rules, those that prohibit student-athletes from getting paid, are lawful. Right now, students can't be paid, and the scholarship money that they get can only be as much as it costs to go to that school. Michael Carrier teaches antitrust law at Rutgers. He says at the center of this case is an issue of fairness.
We're in the middle of March Madness. We're in the middle of a basketball tournament in which there are literally billions of dollars at stake. And the question is, should the student athletes be entitled to a small piece of that?
After some states passed laws allowing students to take endorsement money, the NCAA recently said it would allow players to make some cash from the use of their name, image, and likeness. And there are currently multiple bills in Congress that would create federal rules for student-athlete compensation. Matt Mitten, executive director of the National Sports Law Institute at Marquette University, says that's got to happen soon.
You can't have student-athletes in California being able to get a certain amount, and ones in New York, Ohio, Texas, different ones. It's just not workable.
The NCAA has long argued that schools paying student athletes will compromise the focus on education and will also tilt the competitive balance toward those colleges with the deepest pockets. But Ellen Zavian, a sports attorney in Washington, D.C., says the NCAA now has a tougher time making the argument that they're prioritizing the student athletes' best interest after the pandemic.
I really believe the NCAA pushing the envelope for student athletes to play in games, it sort of put the business ahead of the safety of the athlete.
The Supreme Court ruling is expected in late June. But Liz Mullen at the Sports Business Journal says whatever the court decides, the overall issue of student athlete payment is coming to a head.
Nobody really knows how this is going to come down, but everyone agrees there's going to be a big change.
And for some student-athletes, including those participating in this weekend's Final Four, some who have been using the hashtag NotNCAAProperty, that change is a long time coming. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.